This month, voters in Maine and Massachusetts approved ballot measures to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. And that's left a lot of people wondering, what is that going to mean for drug policy in New Hampshire? NHPR's Casey McDermott talked to legislators, law enforcement officials, and others about how things might change, if at all, and she joins us now to catch up. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Peter.
So let's just start off with a simple question. Does this change anything for New Hampshire?
So the short answer is no, at least not for now. I talked to a handful of police officers around the state, and their message was pretty clear. Here's Rob Morin, who's a captain with the Salem Police Department right across the border with Massachusetts.
You can legalize it in Maine, and you can legalize it in Massachusetts, and in New Hampshire it's not legal. So if you want to carry your personal quantity around with you, I would suggest that you do that in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts or the state of Maine, because if you do it in New Hampshire, you're going to be charged.
It might be helpful to clarify what the new laws are in these neighboring states. What can you tell us about what is allowed there?
So it's worth remembering that both of those states have already taken varying steps to decriminalize marijuana, so these laws would build upon that. In Maine, those who are 21 and older can have up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana without facing penalties, but you're only allowed to use it in private or at licensed facilities. And that law also starts to set up a framework for selling marijuana in stores. And then in Massachusetts, you also can't use marijuana in public, but adults who are age 21 and older can also use and grow marijuana at home, with some limits on how much you're allowed to have on you at any given time and how many plants you're allowed to cultivate. There aren't any stores licensed to sell non-medical marijuana products right now in Massachusetts, but the law leaves open the possibility of stores opening as early as 2018. Another interesting thing is that Massachusetts is allowing individual towns to still ban marijuana use or to put limits on how many stores are allowed to open. So a few officials in towns close to the New Hampshire border recently told the Boston Globe that they're a little concerned about dealing with an influx of Granite Staters traveling across the state lines for marijuana purchases, like some other residents might travel to New Hampshire to buy fireworks. So that kind of illustrates one logistical challenge that might have to be dealt with when you have such different laws in side-by-side states.
And setting aside legislation, right now, New Hampshire is the only state in New England where marijuana has not been decriminalized, correct?
Right. You can still get arrested and charged for possessing any amount of marijuana. There have been plenty of attempts to change that in recent years, though, and the people who are pushing for reform have at least a few reasons to be optimistic that this year that might change. So first, obviously, the situation in Maine and Massachusetts changes the conversation a little bit. Advocates for decriminalization say it's going to be impractical to try to crack down on people who are coming into New Hampshire with small amounts of marijuana that they got legally in Maine and Massachusetts, given the amount of traffic that travels between the states. But the political climate at the State House also seems a little bit more favorable to marijuana reform than in years past.
How so?
So every year since 2012, lawmakers have weighed proposals to scale back penalties for marijuana possession. And every year since 2012, the measures passed with a comfortable majority in the House, only to die once it got to the Senate. The Senate saw a lot of turnover in this year's elections, and proponents of decriminalization think that they have a shot to win over some of the new faces who took the place of lawmakers who opposed the measure in the past. And then there's the fact that our incoming governor, Chris Sununu, has already said that he'd support a decriminalization bill, which is different from his predecessor, Maggie Hassan, who was much less receptive to the idea when she was in office. Outside of politicians, it's also worth noting that some of the voices that have been most vocal in fighting decriminalization are now singing a little bit of a different tune. I talked to the policy director for New Futures, which is one of the state's leading drug prevention groups, and they say they're not ruling out any and all decriminalization bills this year. They do have a few things they want to make sure are included in those proposals, and that includes not wanting to decriminalize marijuana-infused products, so only the plant itself. And they also don't want any decriminalization bill that would not also have prevention efforts included in its language. I also talked to Pat Sullivan, who's the director of the New Hampshire Chiefs of Police, and that's another group that's fought pretty hard against marijuana reform. He says the group hasn't yet decided that it will definitely oppose decriminalization this year, but he does have some concerns about the message that it would send to young kids in particular.
I guess our concern is at this point, and I'm not taking it off the table, but how do we look at the governor and go, okay, we're okay with decrim, and then we turn and go to the fourth and fifth graders in your local middle school and go, yeah, well, it's really bad for you, but we're going to be okay if they decriminalize it.
What might this year's proposal actually look like?
So I talked to Representative Rennie Cushing, who's a Democrat from Hampton, and he's kind of leading the charge on that. It's worth noting that decriminalization, though, has pretty broad bipartisan support in both chambers. Cushing's still working out the details of the bill, but he told me that it would probably be similar to what we've seen in past years in terms of the proposals that were up for debate at the State House. Basically, if you're caught carrying up to an ounce of marijuana, it wouldn't be treated like a criminal offense. He also said he's working to incorporate some prevention and education efforts into the bill, so that might be a way to address some of the concerns from drug advocacy groups or other people who've opposed the measure in the past. And at least for now, there haven't been any bills filed that would try to fully legalize marijuana in New Hampshire, but Cushing does have another bill that he's working on that would set up a commission to at least study the issue, and that would pay special attention to what's happening in other states that have made the drug legal. So it's safe to say that what's happening in Maine and Massachusetts could continue to have an impact on what happens potentially in New Hampshire.
And it also sounds like it might be important for people to make sure they know what the law is in each of those states.
Right, and to be careful if you're traveling back and forth between those states. I talked to the police chief in Seabrook, which is also another town that's on the border, who said that after marijuana was decriminalized in Massachusetts, there were a few times where he ran into people who thought they were in Massachusetts and therefore could legally be carrying marijuana, only to learn that they were actually in New Hampshire and therefore subject to arrest. So if you want to make sure you're not at risk of any kind of criminal penalties, paying attention to what side of the New Hampshire state line you're on is also important.
All right, Casey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you can find Casey's full report on the future of marijuana reform in New Hampshire at nhpr.org.